This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
International Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. The very pioneers of progress. I got a message from Vosi Zondo, who says, Wamagwabeni, I have been stuck in Botswana now for the past week, because when the lockdown happened, I was on the other side of the border gate. But thank you so much for keeping me company through the audio bouquet 884. And of course, on DSTV, that is the number that you usually dial to get it. And of course, live streaming, that's how we do it as well. That's what makes us forever in progress. We've been busy with an amazing series that we started last week. We spoke a lot about the Word of God, how the Word of God is active and is alive, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even in dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitude of the heart. You see, the Word of God is our very first line of defense under attack. But many of us have spent such little time in the Word of God that we cannot use it to defend ourselves in times of trouble. Because you cannot cash a check you have not deposited before. You cannot shoot in times of trouble if your gun is not loaded. You cannot pass an exam that you have not studied. You cannot fight a devil-filled spirit with the two-minute Bible study verses you come across while you are busy Googling your crush on social media. You need to be invested in the Word of God. You see, you need to be so much in tune with the Word of God that even when the devil shows up in your dreams, you know how to rebuke him. Because, you see, the devil does not fight fair at all. He will hit you with something from your past when you thought you've walked over and crossed that struggle that you had. You see, he will come to you when you are leaping and when you are wounded to finish up the job which he has started. Do not fool yourself thinking that he will give you a break. While you are getting over depression, he will attack you with anxiety. While you are containing and managing your thoughts and getting over an addiction, he will hit you with heartache that perhaps leads you to believe that you have to go back to what you are used to. Just when you thought you are over that miscarriage, will hit you with divorce. You see, he does not take breaks. He does not take leave days, nor does he take holidays. And I wonder, why is it that the children of God are so quick to fold their arms and distance themselves from God at the first sign that God is standing with you in the fire? You see, we bow when our health is failing us. We bow when we have money and food on the table. We bow when we discover that there is a tumor in the womb. You see, we bow when we know that we are going to be faced with great and mighty times. We never stop bowing. We bow before God over HIV and AIDS. We bow before God over cancer and all the illnesses. We bow before God over COVID-19 so that God himself can lift up his arm and be our help. We started an amazing series last week that encourages us to understand that the battlefield in this life, the wars that we fight are not against flesh and blood, you see, but against principalities, but against powers, but against rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, meaning even the battles that are fought on earth don't always start on earth, but they start in the spiritual realms and later translate themselves into the flesh. So you do not fight flesh with flesh, but rather you fight your flesh with the spirit. And the Bible says, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. The battle belongs to God. He himself will fight this one. A story is told about an old farmer whose donkey fell into an empty well. The farmer was old and the donkey was old as well. The farmer knew he didn't have enough strength to pull the donkey out of this deep, dark hole. So he reasoned to himself, "The donkey is old, I am too. I cannot get him out of this mess. It is better for the donkey to be down here and be buried with the sand than it is for me to be buried with it." He had had a good life and served many people and served them well. But you see, in this dark time of life, it was better to bury the donkey than to bury himself. So the farmer grabbed a shovel and started throwing in dirt. The dirt fell like raindrops on the donkey's face, only it was messy and it hurt a little. He wondered what was going on. He was already bruised physically and emotionally from falling into this ditch. His body was aching from pain and he was tired. Everything around him was starting to look dark. He could not make sense of what was happening to him. He felt scared and alone. What more could go wrong? The donkey thought to himself. That is when the second pile of dirt hit him. It seemed to come much more harsher and much more deliberate onto his back. "What is happening to me?" the donkey thought. The farmer could hear that the donkey was crying from below, and the donkey was crying louder and louder and louder the more he threw dirt at it. The donkey stopped crying for a moment. "All this complaining is getting me absolutely nowhere," he reasoned. "I'm still in the mess, regardless of how I can scream and cry and get irritated. I'm still in the mess. I need to do something different so that I can get out of it." So the donkey thought to himself, "I cannot do anything about the dirt being thrown at me, but I can change my attitude. I don't have to let others put me down or steal my hope. I do have a chance." The donkey decided to shake off the dirt and not to let it bring him down. Something amazing happened. When the dirt was being thrown on his back and he was shaking it off, it no longer affected him as much. The dirt fell down on his feet and he would trample and stand on it. He used the dirt to get up, to stand up on top of it. In that moment, the donkey knew that there will definitely be survival. What is the moral of the story, you might ask? Stop letting the circumstances around you influence you from not taking your life into your own hands. Learn to shake off the hurt, the negative, all the feelings that discourage you and feelings that could overwhelm you. Learn to shake them off. Stand up to every challenge. Confront what is happening and put the past exactly where it belongs, in the past. The donkey could have decided to stay in there and perhaps the dirt would have covered him and he would have been buried in there, but he kept shaking it off. Child of God, this is the season to shake things off. When they say that there will be no tomorrow for you, you need to learn to shake it off. When the doctors tell you that truly there's nothing they can do to help you, you need to take the advice of taking the medicine, but also shake off the negativity that will keep you down. When they tell you that there will be no tomorrow for you, you need to learn to shake it off. We currently engage in the restoring Word of God, and today's word comes from 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 to 18. If you have it, Mazalane, say amen. "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Father God, I thank you for your word, O God. Your word that renews, your word that restores, your word that reinforces, O God. Father, may your word be the living waters which we drink so that we thirst no more, O God. Father, may you minimize me and maximize yourself, O God, as we receive your word in this season. Your word that will give us perspective. Your word that will give us direction. In the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. I'm encouraged this morning to share the word of God with you. Truly, what joins us together, what brings you and I together, what makes us move in one accord is every word that is spoken from our God. And as we are about to get into this new series, many thoughts, many times I've been tempted to call it something different. But the Lord has let me know that this too shall pass. This is the series you and I are going to be busy with this month. It's called This Too Shall Pass. There is nothing under the sun that God, He Himself, has not articulated and put in place that it might overweigh His ability to be God one day. There is nothing under this earth that God has not contained and is out of His control. God is truly in control of everything, in control of every disease, every virus, every sickness, every condition that is under the sun. He will stop the moon for you should He need to. He will stop the sun from shining for you should He need to. He is God all by Himself. And child of God, this too shall pass. If you just joined me, today's word comes from 2 Corinthians 4 verses 16 to 18. And it speaks so greatly about not being so concerned about the temporary things in life, not being so concerned about the things that we see, but rather being mindful and constantly covering ourselves with what the Word of God says. And I thought it's a very good position, a very good time for me to release to you the title of our series this month. It is called This Too Shall Pass. Look at your neighbor and say, this too shall pass. Now look at your other neighbor and say, this too. This too shall pass. This heartache shall pass. This moment of discomfort shall pass. This lack shall pass. This inability to do exactly what you've been called to do shall pass. This moment where you find yourself in, it shall pass. King Solomon was at one stage trying to humble his very wisest servant. So he went to them and asked them to perform a task that seemingly was impossible, to find something that did not exist. He requested from them a magic ring, one which if a man was sad and he wore it would make him happy, and if a man was happy and wore it, it would make him sad. So the servant, the wise servant, went to him and said, but this cannot be done. So King Solomon decided upon himself to go to the jeweler and design a ring. And on it he inscribed these words in Hebrew. These words, this too shall pass. This quote is a reminder for all of us that all that is happening in life, all the happenings of life and how it is dealt onto us to play this game called life, it shall pass. Therefore, We do not stand on what is, but we stand on what will become. We do not stand on what we have been told, but we stand on what God has said to us. We do not stand on what the enemy whispers into our ear, but we stand on what God has said. Because we lift our eyes onto the hills, for where does our help come from? You see, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heavens and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. You see, the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shadow who continues to cover you with his wings. The Lord will not let the sun harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will not let any harm come to you. The Lord will continue to cover you, child of God. In this season where many of us are distancing ourselves, where many of us wear gloves in private spaces, God says, I am still God, and I will see you through this. A few nuggets I want to encourage you on this morning that must help you through this week, child of God, and the remaining days which we have. May this word be imprinted into your heart. The first nugget I want you to take note of this morning is hope nevertheless. When things seem to not be going your way, hope anyway. You see, they might say that they cannot find a cure or that there is no cure, but God says, I am the great I am. Every cure, every sense of knowledge, every sense of being comes from me. And if you draw closer to me, you might find what it is that you are looking for. In some ways, we all hope that things in life will pass, especially the harsh things. But some things in this life that we want to pass so bad, they come to teach us something. They come to regather us. They come that we might recollect our thoughts and reposition ourselves in God. The second nugget that I want you to take note of this morning is, when you have hoped, hope even more. For Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are unseen. We do not go to our God not knowing what will come of us. We go to him knowing that he is God, and that every single thing that we are faced with, he will be able to put under our feet. We know that our God is God, and when we go to him, we do not go heavy-hearted. We do not go to him not sure of what will go and happen while we are with God. We know that our God has got it under control. Therefore, we go with him in confidence. Received so many WhatsApp messages about the series we've just started. And I'm getting a lot of positive feedback saying, yes, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. And truly, it begins right here with prayer. You see, prayer unlocks spaces, unlocks dreams, unlocks visions that only God can give to you when you spend time with him. There is absolutely nothing that if you say it to God, he will not be able to hear you. And in this hour, I encourage you to connect your faith with mine. I merely just become a vessel in which you pray through, but we pray to God. He himself is able to do great and mighty things. And we've seen it happen on the show before. We definitely have seen it happen. And it can happen to you. 082-654-2446. That is the WhatsApp line. Ardabedzane, get in touch with me. Let's really open up our hearts in this season. And of course, I'm still pleading with you to send me 60 to 90 seconds voice note of you praying for our nation, praying for Africa, praying for South Africa, praying that what we are currently subjected to might just pass. And I've got a few voice notes, and this is one.
Hi, Bomakwabeni. Ishimakwabeni, nani kita pelos fat hosahao. Wajwagi mutu aurikina kanalimbereko. Every time he kissed me daddy, se fitse ha ka ho tshwere di post tsa mushumo wa go cleanara since mingwara I'm sure ke se ke na 5 years ke gare ke apply for the post tsa cleanara but even a single one day a ke so ba ne ke reply so ene bophelo ba ka bo boima o bana a ke na batswadi batswadi ba ke le nabo ke bo abuti ba mama waka ke bona ba ba ntlhokometseng mara go boima ka gore le bona ba na le bana ke gore makwapenne ke gopela thuso a ke kgete mmereko le e ka ba e le mmereko wa go jesa dikatse ore wa go feeda dintšwa nka no tsiya kgotsa ke kgathetse o dula mogae ke lebeletse tšhelete ya ba bangwe ke kgathetse batho ba bangwe wa go gopela o ka re se wa ba tlhopa se makwapene ke no gopela gore o ka re modimo le nna nka nkwela botlhoko mo ke sa bitang gona di-sefi tsaka o ka re ba ka mfetola le nna ka thola mmereko mmereko ko ratang wa botlinara kore a ke kgete one day ke ile ka botsa chomaka ore re dire dilo tse maybe re modimo tla re kwela botlhoko mogotsi wa ka re mogotsi o na le gore re submit ba seke ba re fetola it's better re ye ko Nelspruit re o rekisa mmele wa rena so makwapene nna it's better nka se kgone o rekisa mmele wa ka ke o rekisela for tšhelete it's better ke try maybe one day modimo o tlonkwa a tseba o botlhoko no tsoga o dula le dikela o dutse o sa dira selo le nna ke batla gore ke thole mmereko kore a ke tsebe gore ke a laeletsa batho gore ee kwa gore ba nyaka batho ba o tlina ke kopa le mpotseng kore batho a ba bolele ba na gomola so esmakwaben ke kwa botlhoko ka gare ga pele yaka e botlhoko sometimes ke kwa o kare nkano e bofa gona mo rumong ke robalang teng ke a e tswalelela e re kašile ba boya ba tla ba nthola le gore a ke sele the way life feeling ka teng kore makwapen a ke tsebe gore ke dire bjang a ke ditsebe gore ke no nyaka thuso ke no nyaka thuso gore ke thole mmereko le nna ke tlobeleka
how difficult it is in these times where you constantly apply yourself and you where you are right now, where you are sitting right now, I know you might know of an opportunity. I know you might be sitting on an opportunity. You might be in a position that would allow you to help someone else, to change their lives, to change their destiny, to change their own perception of themselves. As much as we pray in this show, as much as we ask God to help, I believe that God uses people and He might be using you right now where you are seated. If you can help Anonymous. It is so bad when a young woman, even her friend tells her, why don't we just go and just get into the sex trade? Maybe then we can make a living. How hard must it be to keep your faith when everything else is falling apart? If there's something or someone that you know, you can either send me an email, magwabeni@capricornfm.co.za. Alternatively, 082-654-2446. Or the studio line is 087-288-9697. I'm not saying that you're going to give her a job, but give her an opportunity to present herself. I'm not saying that you are going to take her up and maybe mentor her. I'm just saying that give her an opportunity to get in touch with you.
Pastor, ke Anonymous. Ke kgopela go nthapedisa o lapa o kapedisa le ba lapa laka. Ke na le bothata le monnaka. A re thele jaana go na thego go neng. Ke kgopela go kapedisa. dilo di tsamaya fotse ka ke nagana gona go tsamaisa divorce mara ka thatwa mantho madimo a ka se dumelane tsa mogotso tana di thapelo.
Anonymous, thank you so much for your voice note. And I'm one that does not encourage, I don't encourage, you know, divorce or couples not being together, especially if it's issues that can be spoken about. But if truly you're in an abusive relationship or you are just, in all sense of the word, just being drained by what you are going through, I advise that you also sit down with pastors and elders and really, really find a way forward. Sit down with your parents as well, if they're still around, or the elders in the household. I believe there's so much wisdom and knowledge they can share, especially with couples in this very season. Because, of course, in a season of this nature, there's money issues. Where will the money come from? We haven't been working for quite some time, and there's rumors that things might get extended or not. But in this time, there's so much weight that has been put on couples. But I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you that God may give you clarity, that the enemy does not clog up your mind and make you believe that apart you can be better. Because the Bible says a house divided amongst itself cannot stand. It can't. It's impossible. How? I will pray that he gives you wisdom and understanding in this season. What do you need prayer for? What do you need prayer for? 0826542446. That is the WhatsApp line. I want to join my faith with yours so badly. I'm receiving a lot of your WhatsApp messages, especially about the message we received, the voice note we received from Anonymous, who was asking for a job, and she really just poured out her heart in how much she needs work. And I thank you so much for responding. I thank you so very much for wanting to change someone else's life in this time where we're advised to keep to ourselves. You're still able to reach out and bless others. And when we do reach out, please do make sure that you are able to help us when you can. You know, this is for some a life or death situation. We cannot take this lightly, or cannot afford to just not give clear and direct instructions on what needs to happen.
Lampo, ke hopela re le tlo rapela mamotla le rapedishe le rapedishe le basadi ka moka ba bapallang ke go khumana bana ke khumane ke le ka gara ga situation e le gore nge every time I'm being reminded gore a ke na bana by my family members and le batho ba o tikitulang ga botso le bona ene go botlhoko because o go batiwa moya ka ntle o ka se kgoneng o e fetola mara ke a tshepa ebile ke a dumela gore modimo yeno a thušitseng bohanna modimo a kweleng selelo sa bona modimo a kweleng bo Sara modimo a kweleng basadi ka moka ba ba leng ka gare ga bebele angkwe le nna a nkgopole a ndire ka go loka a dire le basadi ba bangwe ba ba sepelang ka gare ga situation e ke tsamayang ka gare ga yona e se ka mošomo wa diatla tša rena ebile e se ka go nyaka ga rena mosadi o mollo mongwe o duma go ba le ngwana mosadi o mollo mongwe o duma go bona a godisa ngwana mara ge o rugiwa ka dilo tšeo ka palela o sa kgoneng go di fetola go ba botlhoko ke a rapela today ebile ke gopela gore ka moka ge le tsena chapelong today le re gopole le re bee le re gopelele go modimo gore a re kwele botlhoko a re lebelele ka leitlho le le botse leitlho le a re tshepišang ka lona ka metlha gore a ka setsoge a re tlogetse goba a re šile Kalebora.
When people criticize you but don't really know and understand your story, when people speak ill of what you are going through but they don't understand that you also did not ask for the situation, you also have absolutely no control over what is currently happening in your body. I mean, it happens to children who are born out of wedlock. You hear people calling them names, or children who sometimes find themselves in families and others say to them, yeah, mara asimiano zwafana abangoni beba asimiano asukotsiano inindaba nwana nje rone phela butungu. You know, people can be so harsh with their words, forgetting that you yourself did not choose to be born either in that family or in that circumstance. People can be so harsh that they forget that you did not choose your skin to be brown. You did not choose your hair to be long or short. You did not choose to be where you are. But it is... I'm definitely going to be praying for you. I'm going to be praying for you that God grabs you by the hand and shows you His light. That God lives within you and makes alive what has not been alive yet, what has not been active. That God may rewrite your story so that even others may know how powerful this God is. We've seen it happen before, and I'm sure it can happen to you as well.
Hello, Capricorn FM. It's Angel here.
Hi, Angel.
Can I meet my boyfriend? Like this guy, he did it for about 2017 up until last year. So this year, dilo di tumbilo sinyaga. I don't know, or maybe asa nyaga or yang, cause sala imisa motho ke ntse ke ke na le yena, but then I managed to forgive him. So no, things are a bit awkward. I don't know o dira halang aksa mnyaka, but then kamarata too much, but I have to let it go. I have to let it go for my inner peace and happiness. Ngas ko no do like he hata again. Every time ke yena wang hata, and he doesn't even ask for forgiveness. Maybe ana bona ka re ntwe ira ira it yong hata ke pele. Mara ke marata too much, cuz even if I seek for help from cousins and friends, they tell me to take the best decision ne ke bona ka re e best for nna. So ke bona ka re ntwe best for nna gore ke motho hela, but yena o sa ntshetse morago ke gore ke dire.
Gentlemen, you can go under the tables. I'm about to expose you. You see, one of the things that takes place in a relationship when a man approaches you, ladies, be mindful of two things. First of all, the approach in itself. And secondly, what is future looking like? Because men will approach any woman that comes by, sometimes to prove a point or sometimes just because she looks good in that moment in time, but have no real plan for her. And ladies, 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 this thing of moving in with your boyfriend after staying or being in a relationship with him for 5 months or 2 weeks, I know you love him. I know you might feel as if he is your everything, but make this man work for your love. Make sure that he proposes to you every single day of his life, that he lets you know that you are worth it through words and through actions, because love is active. This thing of just moving in and just thinking that everything is all right, it doesn't work. This is why our ancestors have put before us in tradition for you to introduce him to your family, then let him go through the stages of paying lobola, then go to the stage where you are married, because they understand that for a man to get something he doesn't deserve, he won't know how to treasure you. That is the problem. I'm not saying you must break up with your man, by the way. I'm just saying, maybe take a few steps back. If you have not been married with him, maybe move out. Find your own place. Find your own space. There's nothing more attractive to a man than a woman who's got her own. Her own vision. Her own future. And her own possessions. You can't play with that woman. I wish I could go through all the messages, but I will definitely try my best. I'll definitely try my best.
Morning, Mfong. You're speaking to Alice. Now I look to God to protect me until my son, rich and year old, that I can't afford to get tlhokomela, because I don't have any parents, and I don't know if I pass away, my son, so I just pray that God could take care of me until my son know how to take care of himself. Thank you.
A mother's love is something so amazing, so incredible. Thank you so much for that voice note. I do appreciate it.
Tobela Pastor Mpo. Wabula mo Kimpo.
Hey, Vito.
Jokopela di tapelo. Jokopela waga. Waga. Nkwiri yaka. Yeah, that's all I'm asking for. Jokopela gele rapela. Jokopela mdima mfemata kiake. Ya ke ba galare ke nna monna tsonje ke bile mo go beng ga e raka mo ke tsare ke tlalela le family ya ka ya amen.
It's beautiful to have a responsible man in the house, a man who knows when it is time to build, a man who knows to bring structure to a family. I'm going to be praying for you. Definitely going to be praying for you. Thank you so very much for all the voice notes that I've received. Understand and know that I'm praying for you, even outside of these walls of Capricorn FM. I'm still praying for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, you said it in your word that joy is part of our portion, that we must rejoice in hope and be patient in tribulations, but consistent in prayer. You said in your word, O Lord, that you are our keeper, that the Lord is the shade on your right hand. Father, you said that the sun will not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. Father, we stand knowing that surely your arm is not too short to save, nor your ear dull to hear. Father, we know that there is no place on earth or in the heavens, Father God, where your love can hide from us, O God. There is no corner of this universe where your blood does not prevail. Father, we stand knowing that you are a healer, that the name of Jesus Christ is able to provide healing. We stand, O God, we stand in this moment praying for our president, praying for his ministers, praying for knowledge and wisdom and revelation. We pray, O God, that you give us clarity in this circumstance and these times that we find ourselves in. There is healing in your name, O God. Father, we pray for that woman who's struggling to have children. We say, Father God, quicken her, O God. We pray for that man who is in need to build his own house. We say, Father, give him strength, O God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you and we praise you. Amen and amen. Langadzina Nimpowa Magwabeni, I've had such an amazing time. Thank you so very much for making time. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now, even forevermore. Master Jay is up next with Addictive Sundays. Have yourself a beautiful, beautiful Sunday. Adama Chena Vuditere.
For more podcasts, go to capricornfm.co.za and follow us on social media at Capricorn FM.